Types of property management. The property management profession is as varied as the types of properties available. The manager of a residential apartment complex will have a very different job from that of the manager of an industrial park. The growing complexity of properties has dramatically altered the role of the manager. Residential property management. Residential management includes the management of all residential properties, ranging from single-family homes to large apartment communities. Possibilities include single-family homes. Most single-family homes used as rentals are managed by the owner, landlord. However, a growing portfolio of homes, homes scattered over a large area, and other factors may make professional management desirable. The National Association of Residential Property Managers is an organization of managers of single-family and small multifamily properties. Multifamily housing. There are a variety of multifamily properties agents will encounter in their markets, from duplexes and quadplexes to mid-rise and high-rise properties. Each property has specific characteristics that set it apart from others. Apartments. Larger residential properties may be managed by on-site management in an employee or contractor status. Larger properties will have a manager supervising a support staff of leasing agents and maintenance personnel. The National Apartment Association is the largest organization of its type, supporting the managers of larger properties. In all cases, the property manager must have excellent interpersonal skills and have the ability to deal with tenant issues in a firm, professional, and tactful manner. The duties of the property manager depend on the type and size of the property. Condominiums and cooperatives. Condominium owners own their units and pay their mortgages individually. Condo owners pay a separate maintenance fee for their portion of the building's common areas. Condominium managers work for resident owners, and their primary responsibility is to preserve property values. This differs from the usual primary role of a property manager, whose main responsibility is to generate income. Cooperatives share many of the same characteristics as condominiums, with some important differences in ownership. While the owner of a condominium owns his or her unit, an owner in a cooperative does not. A corporation typically owns the units in a cooperative. When an individual purchases a cooperative, he or she purchases stock in the corporation and receives a proprietary lease on the unit. Larger co-ops benefit from hiring management instead of taking responsibility for all aspects of the property, including maintenance and bookkeeping on their own. The manager of a cooperative is tasked not only with maintaining the interior and exterior of the property, but also with implementing and enforcing the board of directors' rules and policies. Planned unit developments. A planned unit development, PUD, by definition, is a planned combination of diverse land uses, such as housing, recreation, and shopping. In one contained development or subdivision, PUDs are attractive to buyers because they offer single-family and multifamily living with communal amenities like parks, pools, playgrounds, tennis courts, and clubhouses. Homeowners in a PUD own their lot and pay Homeowners Association dues, HOAS, also called Property Owners Association dues, POAS, to cover the maintenance of the common areas and the PUD's operating costs. Managing a PUD is very much like managing a condominium. Property managers of PUDs are responsible for maintaining the community's property values. This responsibility means that he, she, must enforce the restrictions imposed by the Homeowners Association, collect HOA dues, maintain the common areas and landscaping, and collect the HOA dues. Subsidized housing. Subsidized housing, often referred to as Section 8 housing, was designed to provide housing assistance to low-income, elderly, and disabled individuals who need it. Subsidized units need proper management, like any other type of housing. In addition to collecting rents and maintaining positive tenant relations, property managers must ensure that properties are maintained according to the local public housing authority, PHA, standards, be available to meet the needs of residents, and maintain all required public housing certifications. Housing for the elderly. There are several different types of accommodation for the ever-increasing number of elderly buyers and renters in the market: active adult communities, assisted living communities, and nursing homes offer housing with varying levels of care for residents. The property manager's responsibilities depend on what level of care the housing provides and the day-to-day services and amenities offered to the residents. Student housing, a niche market becoming more and more popular with real estate investors, is student housing. Student housing refers to residential units near a university campus, marketed and rented almost exclusively to students. Student housing can include single-family homes and large apartment complexes. Property managers at the helm of student housing must be organized and have crews ready at the end of each semester to clean and repair all units that become vacant very quickly, as there is often a very short window to turn over the apartments to new residents. Many tenants will be moving in all at once, so there must be a system in place to make the transition smooth and seamless. A property manager of a traditional apartment complex may have one or two move-ins a week. A student housing property, however, sees tenants moving in and out before and after the term. Vacation rentals. A vacation rental firm almost always manages short-term home and condo rentals in resort areas. Manufactured home parks. These parks, formerly known as mobile home parks, generally require full-time professional management. The larger and more luxurious parks offer a wide range of amenities, all of which require oversight. Manufactured home parks are not mobile in nature, as only a small percentage of the manufactured homes placed in a community will ever move a second time. This type of community is a favorite of retirees who appreciate the security, management, and low maintenance. Commercial/industrial property management. Like residential properties, commercial properties come in all shapes and sizes. Commercial property managers will likely deal with office properties, retail properties, shopping centers, industrial properties, and hospitality properties. Each property will require specific tasks and specialized knowledge, depending on the type of building, whether it is green, its geographic location, and the age of the structure and its systems. Office buildings. Office buildings can be located in many different areas and can take various shapes and sizes. Suburban office buildings, often called office parks, range in size from 2 to 3 stories and usually take up a large footprint, requiring a good deal of exterior maintenance and landscaping. Buildings located in a city's central business district, CBD, extend vertically rather than horizontally, occupying less physical land. Maintenance of mid-rise, high-rise, and skyscraper properties includes cleaning common areas on multiple levels and regular maintenance on elevators. Property managers must be comfortable with the technology found in modern commercial property, including internet access, fiber optic systems, and automated building management retail properties. As with multifamily properties, there is a great deal of variety in commercial retail properties, everything from small freestanding stores to large enclosed shopping malls and restaurants. Property managers should have access to the demographic data of the areas in which their managed properties are located. They should also be familiar with the area's traffic patterns and how they affect the flow of customers into and out of the property industrial properties. When people think of industrial real estate, they often think of manufacturing, storage and distribution, production lines, and research and development. And they are correct. Trade and consumption are the primary drivers of demand for industrial real estate. Most of the world's products and goods are conceived, created, stored, shipped, and received from these industrial properties. Nations' economies depend upon the exportation and importation of their products to the global market. For this reason, industrial properties in markets near seaports, airports, railroad hubs, and trucking routes are usually in high demand and make excellent investments. There has been a recent surge in the industrial real estate market due to the trend of consumers ordering products online. Large online retailers, like Amazon, must obtain warehouse storage in strategic locations across the U.S., called fulfillment centers. These fulfillment centers allow the retailers to quickly and efficiently fill customer orders, then ship them out for overnight or same-day delivery. Like other types of commercial real estate, industrial properties come in all shapes and sizes. They can be utilized for a variety of businesses, like manufacturing and distribution. Each business will require a slightly different type of industrial building to suit its specific needs. Therefore, property managers who deal in leasing and maintaining industrial properties need to be experts in their field. Trust accounts. License holders managing properties must take care to avoid the commingling of client funds. Commingling is the act of mixing a client's funds with a broker's business or personal funds. Brokers collecting rents or other funds that belong to a client must place those funds in a separate trust account. A separate trust account can contain the funds of numerous clients and properties, as long as the broker properly accounts for them. A more practical approach is for the broker to establish a separate trust account for every managed property. The flow of client funds is essential. They should never be deposited into a broker's personal or business account, even if they are to be transferred quickly to a trust account. If the broker is owed a fee, the prudent practice is to deposit the funds in the trust account first. After making the deposit, and with the client's approval, the broker can write a check for the management fee out of the trust account. Professional organizations for property managers. The evolution of the management industry into a profession has created a demand for training at all career levels. Property owners want to hire managers who have verifiable skills in the profession. Several professional organizations offer certification or accreditation in property management. Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, LEED. If a property is LEED certified by the U.S. Green Building Council, USGBC, the management department often has a LEED accredited manager or maintenance engineer. Note that, under the USGBCLEED program, buildings are certified and individuals are accredited. The career path for all who want to become LEED accredited begins with passing an exam to become a LEED Green Associate. The LEED Green Associate accreditation is based upon an examination only. No previous experience on LEED or other green projects is required. Additional information is available from www.usgbc.org. Having obtained the LEED Green Associate accreditation, the next step is to become a LEED Accredited Professional, LEED AP. The LEED AP program is divided into several specialty areas that are important to property managers. All levels of LEED AP require both an examination and real-world work experience. The LEED AP Operations and Maintenance, LEED APO plus M, accreditation is awarded to individuals who have a demonstrated knowledge of and practical experience in implementing sustainable practices, improving building performance, and reducing environmental impact in existing buildings through enhanced operations and maintenance. LEED AP Interior Design plus Construction, LEED APID plus C. Accreditation is for individuals who have knowledge of and experience in the design, construction, and improvement of commercial interiors and tenant spaces that result in a healthy, sustainable, and productive work environment. Building Owners and Managers Association, BOMA. BOMA was founded in 1907 and is the oldest organization of its kind in the industry. The primary concern of BOMA is advocacy on the part of building owners and managers. The organization strives to influence legislation that affects areas of building ownership and maintenance. The Building Owners and Managers Institute, BOMI, was founded by BOMA in 1970 to provide certification programs for managers of commercial properties. Several designations are available from BOMI, including Real Property Administrator, RPA, designation. This designation is for those who manage real estate assets. Candidates study aspects of operating a commercial building and maximizing a building's net income while minimizing risk. The components of the program include the design, operation, and maintenance of an office building. The program also covers reviewing and selecting contract providers, marketing and leasing the building, and the operations of the asset from an owner's perspective through a comprehensive asset management component. Facilities Management Administrator, FMA, designation. This program is for those responsible for ensuring a facility runs smoothly by creating a safe and productive workplace for a company and by taking care of tenant issues such as comfort, safety, daily operations, and maintenance. Facilities Management Certificate, FMC. This certificate is for those who manage the ongoing operation and maintenance of facilities. Systems, Maintenance Technician, SMT. Designation. This program is for those who maintain major building systems, such as heating, refrigeration, electrical, and plumbing. The trained SMT possesses a broad spectrum of the overall mechanical requirements of the commercial real estate industry. RPA, HP, and FMA, HP designations. These are high-performance designation add-ons to the RPA and FMA designations. The HP designations recognize growing occupant demand, investor pressures, and building code requirements that have led to a new standard in high-performance building, driving many markets to mandate comprehensive sustainability and energy efficiency programs. The program enhances the competencies of industry professionals who are responsible for implementing sustainable initiatives. For additional information on BOMA, see www.boma.org. For additional information on BOMI, see www.bomi.org. Institute of Real Estate Management, IREM. The Institute of Real Estate Management is an affiliate of the National Association of Realtors. It offers many educational programs that lead to industry-recognized designations. The Certified Property Manager, CPM, is the premier accreditation that is ideal for asset managers and managers of large multifamily, office, retail, or industrial properties. The CPM process includes 7 courses, letters of recommendation, and a comprehensive examination. A fast-track option is available for those candidates who have certain real estate designations, a real estate degree, or significant experience. The Accredited Residential Site Manager, ASM, is for residential site managers for small to medium-sized residential properties. Candidates must complete coursework or equivalent and a final exam. The Accredited Commercial Manager, ACOM, is for managers of small to mid-sized commercial portfolios. The program includes 4 courses and requires letters of recommendation and a comprehensive examination. Optional paths to accreditation are available to those candidates who have certain real estate designations or a real estate degree. The Accredited Management Organization, AMO, is for property management firms that have a CPM in an executive position and wish to market the firm as an accredited organization. The executive CPM must complete additional coursework. The firm must have been in business for at least 3 years and pass a credit check. For additional information, see www.irem.org. International Council of Shopping Centers, ICSC. Shopping center management is a highly specialized field because of the unique requirements of retail tenants and the need for the management to encourage traffic in the center. The International Council of Shopping Centers, ICSC, promotes advancement in the shopping center industry and the role of centers in the commercial distribution of consumer goods and services. For more information, see http://www.icsc.org. Society of Industrial and Office Realtors, SIOR. Office and Industrial Property Management is another specialization that is in high demand in some markets. The largest trade organization representing this part of the market is the Society of Industrial and Office Realtors, SIOR, SIOR, is a professional affiliate of the National Association of Realtors. SIOR designees can attain one of several specialty designations. For more information, visit http://www.sior.com. Certified Commercial Investment Member Institute, CCIM. Many commercial property managers have attained the Certified Commercial Investment Member designation from the CCIM Institute. The CCIM Institute was established in 1954 to allow commercial real estate practitioners an opportunity to further their business practices through education and networking opportunities. For more information, visit http://www.ccim.com. Information resources. The internet is an excellent source of information on property management for anyone interested in pursuing property management as a career option or for those who are already in the profession. Find out how to start a successful career in property management from Buildium, a software company that specializes in property management systems. https www.buildium.com resource Property Management Career Guide. Read articles about what is new in building design and the impact that technology has had on the property management profession, and keep up to date on topics that affect facility management. www.buildings.com. Register for courses, watch webinars, or download ebooks on important topics in the world of real estate management. Visit the Institute of Real Estate Management's website at www.irem.org. The International Code Council, ICC, is dedicated to developing building codes and standards that provide for the public safety. All property managers should be familiar with their state and local building codes. The ICC's website is an excellent source of information about building safety that offers access to their digital publications, Building Safety Journal, Code Counts, and ICC Pulse, www.iccsafe.org. Multifamily and apartment managers should check out the Multifamily Executive website, www.multifamilyexecutive.com, for information on rent trends, apartment trends, marketing, and more. Learn more about subsidized housing in the United States and how landlords can offer low-income families a safe, clean place to live. www.hud.gov/topics/rentalassistance/phprog.